So we're at the very, very end of the Masechta. And just to end, not mamish, but almost, with one ha'ara, it's a little bit lumdish, but there's a machshava component to it as well. And it really brings together and it ties together so much of what we learned over the last little while. So really, it's good chazara as well. And this is a maimer from Hagoyin, Reb Shmuel Yankiv Bornstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Lavracha, and this is printed in his Sefer Shaila Moira. So there's a Sefer called Shaila Moira, and it's on the Tfilis of Rosh Hashanah. It's all Torah from Reb Shmuel Yankiv. So in the Sefer Shaila Moira, and it's on the words Yoim Terua that we say in Davening, Vatitein Lanu Hashem Aleikeinu Es Yoim Azikarin Azeh Yoim Terua. So on Yoim Terua, Reb Shmuel Yankiv has a beautiful mimer that again puts together a lot of different things that we've learned. So Reb Shmuel Yankiv started off with a ha'ara. The Mishnah that we began today's daf with, Sneder Tkiyos, Shaloi Shal Shaloi Shalosh. So what's Tkiyos Shoifim Adei Reis? It's three sets of Tkiyos, and each set is made up of three. It's made up of a Tkiya, a Terua, and a Tkiya. Zok Rashi. Why Shalosh? Shal Shalosh Shalosh. What's this idea of three sets of tkiyas, right? So tkiyas shayfim edei raisa is 9 tkiyas. 30, but really it's 9. It's because of the takan of Rabbi Vo that it's 30. But really what it is, it's 9. What's the cheshbon of 9? It's three sets of 3. Why three sets of 3? Because each set has to be made up of a tkiya, a true and a tkiya. So says the Mishnah, say the tkiyas shalosh shal shalosh shalosh. Zok Rashi, why three sets? Achas lemalchiyos, v'achas lizichroinos, v'achas l'shoifres. One set is for Malchios, one set is for Zechroinos, and the other set is for Shoifres. It's clear from Rashi that Tkiyas Shoifer is associated with Malchios, Zechroinos, and Shoifres. Now, just to be clear, there's a mitzvah Eser D'Oraisa on Rosh Hashanah to blow a Shoifer. There's also a mitzvah Eser D'Rabbanan to recite Psukim of Malchios, Psukim of Zechroinus, and Psukim of Shoifres. The two mitzvahs really don't have much to do with each other. In fact, one's a mitzvah d'Oraisa, the other one is merely a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. But it's clear from Rashi that the three sets of tkiyos are very much related to Malchios, Zechroinus, and Shoifres. Again, we know that, but this is the Makar, this is the Mishnah. Sneide tkiyos, shalosh, achas l'malchios, achas l'zechroinus, v'achas l'shoifres. The truth is that there's another Rashi, also in today's daf, on daf lamed dalet amid aleph, where you seem to see something a little bit sharper. Rashi was going through the two braisos that learned the makar to the three sets of three. So zok Rashi, uminayin shalosh shal shalosh shalosh, and the specific Rashi is referring to the first braisa, the braisa that learns that how do you know three sets of three? It's a combination of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and Hilchas Yovel. It says one time Trua by Yovel, it says two times Trua by Rosh Hashanah, and we put it all together, Kseirah Shava, Hekish, and that's how we know nine. So, Uminayin Shalish Shal Shalish Shalish, says the braisa. How do you know that it's three sets of three? So, Rashi. Minayin Dahanach Pshuta Lefoneo Ulachreo Vetrua Beemtsa of Dina Tlasi Zimni. How do you know that you're supposed to do a tkiyah, true tkiyah three times? And Rashi adds, L'malchi ischada, u'lezechreino ischada, u'lezheifer ischada. How do you know that it's supposed to be one for Malchis, one for Zechreinus, and one for Shoifers? Frank Rav Shmuel Yankiv, one for Malchis, one for Zechreinus, and one for Shoifers. I know, that's the Takanas Chazal. That's the way you're supposed to do it. It's supposed to be three sets of three, and we're supposed to correlate the tkiyah Shoifer to the Rabbon and the Malchis, Zechreinus, and Shoifers. But this Rashi is handling the D'Oraisa, we're handling the Makar. This is the halacha of how you know Tkiyas Shoifer. It's three sets of three. So the D'Oraisa, how do you know three sets of three? Meichateisa, maybe it's just a Tkiyah true Tkiyah. So Rashi, and what does the D'Oraisa mean when it says, how do you know three sets of three? How do you know one for Malchias? How do you know one for Zechronis? How do you know one for Shoifers? No. In this braisa, there's no such thing as Malchis, Zechronis, and Shoifers. This braisa is on the D'Oraisa level. On the D'Oraisa level, there's no Malchis, there's no Zechronis, there's no Shoifers. Once we have this braisa, now the Chachamim come around and they say, let's add Malchis, Zechronis, and Shoifers. So we'll marry the two ideas. But Rashi is being mefarish, poship shat in the Makar to three sets of tkiyas. And Rashi says, what's the three sets? Malchis, Zechronis, and Shoifers. It can't be. There is no Malchis, Zechronis, and Shoifers midday Raisa. Vos vil Rashi. What's bothering Rashi that Rashi felt that he wanted to add these words of Malchis, Zechronis, and Shoifers when we're dealing with mitzvahs, Tkiyas, Shoifer, midday Raisa? It's a diktuk Nifla. That was Rav Shmuel Yankiv Zahra. And Rav Shmuel Yankiv had a third Rashi. Also in today's daf, the Mishnah said that what happens if somebody went through Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris, and he didn't have a Shofar. Mishnah Beirach. And then he got a shofar. So what did this person do? This person said Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris. He davened. He didn't have a shofar. Now, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he gets a shofar. So what should he do? So he should be Tekeya Maria, Tekeya Shalish Pamim. Zok Rashi. It's the last Rashi in the Mishnah Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Tekeya Umaria v'Tekeya b'shvil Malchias v'chein b'shvil Zechreinus v'chein b'shvil Shaifus. Reit Rav Shmuel Yankiv. This person already did Malchias, Zechreinus, and Shaifus. He's not blowing Malchias, Zechreinus, and Shaifus right now. He did it already. So if he did it already, Vos Zok Rashi that the three sets of Tekeyas now is going to be Malchias, Zechreinus, and Shaifus. At the Shoyin Up Gedavind. At this point, he's just blowing shofar to be Yotze the Deiraisa. Ideally, he would have done it Allah Seder. And had he done it Allah Seder, it would have been amazing. But he didn't do it Allah Seder. So because he didn't do it Allah Seder, so at this point, it's already too late. So if that's the case, Frank Rav Shmuel Yankiv, what's Rashi saying that when you're going to blow shofar after you already said Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris, the three sets of shofar is again going to be Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris? So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, Ashem nire mevur mikol di diktukim b'Rashi anal. It's clear that Rashi held that the din Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris is not just the din that you're supposed to say Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris, or b'sirirton the ikur mitzvah tkiya shofar eichet. Das heißt, when we blow shofar three sets on Rosh Hashanah, the three sets are an expression of Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris respectively. The three sets of tkiyas might sound the same, but they're not the same. The first set of tkiyas is shrying Malchus. The second set of tkiyas is shrying Zechronus. And the third set of tkiyas is shrying Shofaris. And that's why Rashi keeps on saying that the three sets of tkiyas, Midai Raisa, has to do with Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris. Rashi doesn't mean that you say Psukiv and Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris. That's true. But that's all true Midai Rabbanon. But even Midai Raisa, there's a kiyum of Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris. The first set of tkiyas is Malchus, the second is Shofaris, it's Zechronus, the third is Shofaris. And that's what Rashi says in Lamed Aleph and Aleph, when Rashi's being mefarish to Braisa, that's explaining the makar to three sets. Minayin, Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh. So Rashi, Minayin, how do you know Midai Raisa, the Malchus, Chadul, Zechronus, Chadul, Shofaris, Chadul? So we said, what do you mean? Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris is only Midai Rabbanon, it's not Midai Raisa. No, the same Malchus, Zechronus, and Shofaris is the Rabbanon. But to blazen Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris, das is the Ikur Mitzvah Shofar. That's Midai Raisa. That's why Rashi said it in the Braisa that teaches me the Makar of Shalish, Shalish, Shalish. Someone that said Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris, you have to be Tekeya three sets. Oh, Rashi, what's the three sets? It's Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris. What do you mean? I said already, No, the Teretz is, you said it. You are Mekayim the Rabbanon of saying it. But this is something else. This is the Raisa. Said Shmuel Yankiv. What's the Makar to this? What's the Makar? When Rashi see this? Lomdus, that when you blow shofar, it's Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris. So Shmuel Yankiv said it's Mefurish. It's Mefurish in the Gemara that we learned twice. Once on Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, when we started the sugyas of Rosh Hashanah, and the second time in today's Daf. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai B'Rosh Hashanah Malchus, Achronis, V'Shofaris. You should say Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris. Why? Malchus, you should say, Kedei, because by saying Malchios, Tamlichuni Aleichem, I'll be your Melech. Zichroinois, Kadesha Yavoi, Lefonai, Zichroinechem Latova. When you say Zichroinois, it's going to be Yavoi, Lefon, Zichroinechem Latova. Ubameh, how are you supposed to do this? B'Shofar. You're supposed to do it B'Shofar. Truth is, if you look in the Rishonim are a little bothered with the Gemara. Right? Read the Gemara. Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefonai, Malchios, Zichroinois, and Shofaris. Say Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris. Malchus, like this, I'll be your Melech. Achronis, Kadesha Yavai Lefanai Zechanechem L'Toiva. Ubameh, how should you do it with a Shofar? We never said anything about what's going to happen when you say the parasha of Shofaris. Right? Imu Lefanai Malchus, Achronis, and Shofaris. Malchus, Achronis, that. We didn't say anything about Shofaris. All we said was Ubameh, you shouldn't do it with Shofaris. If you look at the Ritva has a whole lot of Richos, but the Shulte Gibayrin, Shul the Gibayrim. He brings in the name of the Riaz, one of the Rishayim. Listen to his Gersa in the Gemara. Kishem Shetoykim B'Rosh Hashanah. Just like we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Kach Oymrim Psukim Shal Malchis Achreinus and Shofas. We also say Psukim of Malchis Achreinus and Shofas. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imru Lufanei Malchi Oyeshetam Lichuni Aleichem. Zichroinoi Sheyavoy Lufanei Zirchanechem Letoiva. Shofreus, this was the Gersa of the Riaz. This is what he adds. Shentitnu Leiv Etitzapu Liyoy Madin Uli Yomoy Samashiach. Shofas is going to make us think of the Yoy Madin, and it's going to think of Mashiach. Ubameh. How should you do all this? B'shoifer. Thus, hey, shoifer is the oifen of Malchias, Achronis, and Shoifers. Said Rab Shmuel Yaakov, it's a mefurish Gemara. Dosid the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? We've learned this Gemara 20 times already. Keep on repeating it. What is the Gemara saying? Say Malchias, say Achronis, say Shoifers. Ubameh? How? B'shoifer. The shofar is the way of expressing the malchias, achreinus, and shofars. It's not two nyonim. I blow shofar and I say malchias, achreinus, and shofars, and somehow you put it all together. Ubameh shofar, the shofar is the way to say malchias. It's the way to say achreinus, to say shofars. So this is the aside. The aside is we're familiar with malchias, achreinus, and shofars. It's a very important idea. It's also a din derabanan. We didn't get a chance to see the Gemara yet, but it's actually the very next Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Mefurish, if a person has a choice, he has two kehilas. In one shul, they're going to blow shofar. The other shul, they're going to say malchus, achreinus, and shofars. Which shul should he go to? He should go to the one that they're going to blow shofar. Why? Hadai reisa hadai rabban. Malchus, achreinus, shofars is a derabbanan. There's no question about that. But said Rav Shmuel Yankov, that's saying malchus, achreinus, and shofars. Oh, but an andere sort kiyum for malchus, achreinus, and shofars. And that kiyum of malchus, achreinus, and shofars is not a derabbanan. That's a deraisa. And that's kiya shofar. Because when we blow shofar, the way the mitzvah was shtel davek was three sets of three. It's not nine individual tkiyah. It's not what it is. It's nyoim teruah. A teruah has a tkiyah before, tkiyah after, and we learn it because it says it three times. Zichrin teruah, yoim teruah, again by yoivel, and that's when we know three sets of three. Each set is learned out independently because each set is unique. One set is an expression of malchias, the other set is an expression of zichrinois, and the other set is an expression of shofras. So Shmuel Yankov added a dover nifla. That is, we're saying that when we blow shofar, really we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember us, l'toiv. And then we're screaming shofar, which is, we're being mitzapoli mois HaMashiach. It's a haskarov of Akedas Yitzchak. It's a haskarov of Matan Torah, right? That's what the expression of shofar is. We're somehow we're communicating all these things through the shofar. So he said over that the brisker of Asked the Kasha. We say in davening a musaf on Rosh Hashanah. So this is at the end of Shofreis. Ki ata shemeya kol shofar, umazin trua ve'ein doy malach. Baruch ata Hashem, shemeya kol truas ami Yisrael berachamim. So B'Skirov said, it's a funny thing. We're davening to the Ebeshta, that Hashem should hear the kol shofar. Ki ata shemeya kol shofar, umazin trua. Baruch ato Hashem, shemeya kol truas ami Yisrael berachamim. It's a ganze tefila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hear the kol trua. Be mekabel berachamim. The B'Skirov said, ki ato shemeya is something you say by a tefila. Ki ato shemeya tefila. V'sachanunim, right? It's a lashon of tefila. You're blowing shofar. Shofar is a mitzvah. Shofar is like Ner Chanukah. Shofar is like Netilas Lulav. It's like sitting in a sukkah. Ki'ata Shemeya, you hear the rustling of the Nanuim when you take your Dalet Minim. Where do you find such an Indian of Ki'ata Shemeya Kol Shofar Umazin Trua Vein Doimelach? Hat the Briskirov Gizok, Maron Agriz. It's Muchach from the Nusach HaTfilo that Ki'a Shofar is not just a mitzvah ba'alma. It's a Tfilo. It's a tefillah. And that's why we daven today, Bishnah. Ki ata shemeya kol shofar. Umazin trua vein doimeloch. Baruch ato Hashem shemeya kol truas ami Yisrael berachamim. B'Skirov said that that's why you find, the Gemara said, on daf chavava mebeis, there was a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. What the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to look like? Is it supposed to be shal ya'el? It should come from a ya'el? Some type of goat, and it should be poshut, or maybe it's supposed to come from an isle, and it's supposed to be kafuf. And the Gemara said, "But my pligi, what was the machlokes? Marsnover, one man dama held by Rosh Hashanah, kamen de kayif inish daite tve. The more a person is kayif, the more chashiv it is. Marsnover, the other man dama held kamen de poshut inish daite tve. No, you're supposed to stand more straight. Talk Rashi, kamen de kayif inish B'tfilasai panav kavushin la'aretz. When a person davens, there's an inyan to be bent over. Mishum v'haya enai v'libi sham. Hilkach b'rosh hashana. De l'tfila u'lahaskar akedas yitzchak ba b'inan kufim. The other man said, no. When it comes to tfila, nisa l'vaveinu al kapayim. You lift your hands. It's a different avoida. It's a different bechina. Said the Rav, what does this have to do with shofar? Shofar has nothing to do with tfila. Shofar is a mitzvah. It's no different than any other mitzvah. Said the Brisker Rav, no, because shofar is really a tefillah. That's what it is. And that's why we say, Kiyata Shemeya Kol Shofar. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Kol Turis Am Yisro Berachmim. And that's why there was an Indian. It's a Chefza Shal Tefillah. If it's a Chefza Shal Tefillah, then it's an Indian. Shal Yael. There's an Indian, maybe of doing it in a way that it's going to be more kayif. Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that maybe you can add, the Gemara said on Daf Chavav Amir Aleph, Vesitav Lashem Mishor Part. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Vesitav Lashem, my tefillah should be more chashiv to you than a shor par. And the Gemara said, one man dama says, what does it mean shor par? Al tikri shor par. Right, im shor lamapar, vim par lamashar, elo shofar. David HaMelech said, my tefillah should be more chashiv to you, Ebishta, than a shofar. My inyan shofar eitzel tefillah. What's David HaMelech saying? My tefillah should be more chashiv than Afikoymen, what does one have to do with the other? The Teretz is because Shofar is Eichat Tefillah. And that's what he meant to say. The Shofar is such a powerful Tefillah. But it's Mesnit of Lashem Mishar Par. The Tefillah was that my Tefillah should be more Chashiv even than the Shofar. The Biskarov said that, what's the Makar to this? What's a Makar to this? He said something beautiful. He said that the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tainus, so this is a little bit of a chibur, a connection between the end of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah and the beginning of Masechtas Tainus. The Rambam begins Hilchas Tainus. Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah, Lizoik Ulehariyah B'Chatzoytzus. Everything is coming full circle. Half the daf today was about the Chatzoytzus. So Mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah, Lizoik Ulehariyah B'Chatzoytzus. Al Kol Tzorish HaTovay Al HaTzibur. There's a Mitzvah Aseh Dei Raisa. Lizoy, to daven, to yell, to scream, ulahariya bechatzoytzus, and to blow katzoytzus, al kol tzar shetav el atzibur. If a tzar comes as a mitzvah, shenemar, al atzar hatzor eschem, varioischem bechatzoytzus. If there's going to be a tzar, you should blow chatzoytzus with trumpets. Where does it say that pasuk? Today's daf, that was one of the purposes of the shnei chatzoytzus kesef. So the Brisker Rav asked a meyudig akasha. He says, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah sesem in atzor to do two things. Lizoik, vilahariya. To daven, to scream, ulariya, to blow a chatzoytzeris. How do you know that? Shenemar. Because the pasuk says, make chatzoytzeris, and you'll use the chatzoytzeris. Al chatzar, atzoyer eschem, varioysem bechatzoytzeris. Freak the Rav, this is a makar that you're supposed to blow chatzoytzeris. It's a makar lahariya. What's the makar lizoik? Vushteit lizoik. Don't say lizoik. A pella. The first line in the Rambam, Hilchos Tainus. Mitzvah Saseim and HaTorah Lizag Lahariya. Shenemar, Varioisim Bechatzoytus. You have a Makar, said the Brisker Rav, for Lahariya. Of a Vush Nei Tefillah. So the Rav said, the Teretz is, because Chatzoytus and Teru is Tefillah. And if there's a mitzvah of Varioisim Bechatzoytus, Zoysay Meris is a mitzvah Lizoik. Because that's what it is, it's Tefillah. Narvas, there's a Chiddush, that it should be Tefillah mit Chatzoytus. But the Rambam said, Bechal Masayim Manu. If there's a mitzvah to have Chatzoytus, there's a mitzvah Tzedav. And that's what the mitzvah is. So that said the Brisker Rav, that's what's going on over here. Kiyata Shemea Kol Shofar Umazin Trua Baruch Atah Hashem Shemea Kol Trua Zami Yisrael Berachamim. It's because Tkiya Shofar is not just a mitzvah. Tkiya Shofar is a tefillah. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that the Brisker Rav was megalatos, that Tkiya Shofar isn't just a chetzah shal mitzvah. But when we blow Shofar with davening, or bevasa the nusach hatfilah in the Shofar, so that the Brisker Rav never told us. What's that nusach? What is the nusach hatfilah? So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, you want to know what the nusach hatfilah is? It's malchias, achreinus, and shofaris. That's what it is. It's vehein hein advarim. It's three sets of three. It's not nine. It's three sets of three on a deiraisa level. What does the deiraisa have to do with malchias, achreinus, and shofaris? Malchias, achreinus, and shofaris is all midrabanan. The teretz is even midairaisa is a doadin malchias, achreinus, and shofaris. Nor vos. The deraisa and the gemalchis achrenis and shofaris se tutzach up. How are you mekayim it? Not by saying the words. You mekayim it by blowing shofar. The first set you're blowing malchis. The second set you're blowing achrenis. The second set that you blow, what you're blowing is shofaris. That's what Rav Shmuel Yankiv said. He said, "Lefize, we can answer the kasha that everybody's bothered by." Everyone asks this kasha. Malchias achrenis, everyone meaning the Rishonim. Malchias achrenis and shofaris. Is it a derais or is it a derabanan? So we keep on saying it's a derabanan. And it's a Gemara. The Gemara says mefurish, like we said, you have choice, tkiya shofar, malchias achrenis and shofaris. You do tkiya shofar. Why? Ha derais and ha derabanan. quote unquote verbatim Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The problem is, we just learned the Gemara a second ago, where the Gemara said, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lefanai, Malchias Zichroinus V'Shoifres. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? It certainly sounds like it's a Dairaisa. We had the Gemara for a fleeting moment on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Remember, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechim Anur, Rabbi Akiva, the Henem Achloikis of how exactly, where you're supposed to blow Shoifer, when you're saying, but Malchias, Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Yechim Anuri, "In Eino Tekeil a Malchias, Lama Hu Masker. If there's no Tkiyah Shayfa for Malchias, Lama Hu Masker. Why are you even saying it?" Says the Gemara, "Lama Hu Masker. You're not sure why you're saying Malchias. Rachmana Amaritker. The Torah said Malchias. The Torah said Malchias. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Torah never said Malchias. Malchias is the Rabbanon." The Teretz is saying Malchias is the Rabbanon. Oh, but the Kiyum of Malchias is a Deiraisa. Rav Shmuel Yankov said, maybe this is a Mafteach to understand something else. One of the themes of the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah is you don't blow Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. And the Gemara said, why not? But there was a Havamina before that Maskana. The Havamina was because it says in the Torah, one place, that Rosh Hashanah is a Zichrein Truah, and somewhere else it says that it's a Yoim Truah. Yoim Truah means you're supposed to blow Shofar. Zichrein Truah means that you're not supposed to blow Shofar. What are you supposed to do, Rashi? Elo mikro yishal Truah Yoimru. You should talk about Shofar. Don't actually blow Shofar, but you're supposed to talk about Shofar. So what does it mean? You're supposed to blow, you're supposed to talk about it. One is Shabbos, and the other one must be during the Vachin. Now the Gemara fell off of it. The Gemara says that's not really why you don't blow Shofar in Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. It's because of Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu. But we mentioned the Yerushalmi does say it. Yerushalmi never mentions Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu, like Rameir Simcha said. The Yerushalmi works with Zichrin Trua. But here's the bottom line. There's an idea of Zichrin Trua. There's an idea that don't blow Shofar. Instead, Red Fagin Shofar. So what would that be? What are these psukim of Shofar that Rashi and the Gemara seems to say you're supposed to say when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? So said Rabbi Shmuel Yankov, maybe, Lulei de Mistafina, if the three sets of Tkiyah Shofar are really not just nine random Tkiyahs, but rather it's expression of Malchias, Achreinus, and Shofaris. So Yesh Loima, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's not a Yom Truah, then it's a Zichrin Truah. And then you're supposed to say Malchias, Achreinus, and Shofaris, because that's really what the essence of the Shofar is. The essence of the Shofar is Malchias, Achreinus, and Shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, right, what's the problem? You don't have the Tkiyah Shofar. It's true, you don't have the Malchias, Achreinus, and Shofar through the medium of Shofar. But you could be Mekayim, Malchias, Achreinus, and Shofar. Rav Shmuel Yankov writes in parentheses, if maybe you could say such a big Kiddush that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, maybe saying Malchias, Achreinus, and Shofar, maybe that has to do with a mitzvah deiraisa, because you're being mekayim the zichrin trua of what the Yerushalmi al kaponim says is a din deiraisa when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But either way, here's the aside. The aside is we have a mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. We have a mitzvah of Malchias, Zichroinos, and Shofers. Tkiyah Shofers, Deiraisa. Malchias, Zichroinos, and Shofers, Amid Rabbanon. Chazal said, say Malchias, because that's the mitzvah Sayoim of Rosh Hashanah. We spoke it for Rab Chaim, that's why we say that at the end of the first brach of Kedusha Sayoim, we mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech, and we mentioned that it's Yoim HaZikaron, because it's not two things, really one thing. The essence of Rosh Hashanah is Malchias. And when we blow Shofer, that first Tkiyah, true Tkiyah, or the first set of Tkiyah, true Tkiyah, together with the Malchias, the actual Tkiyah is a tefillah, like the Briskerov said. And what is the Nusach HaTfilah? What are we saying? We're being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're saying. We're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech B'Shofar. Through the Shofar, Imru Lefanei Malchias U'Bameh B'Shofar. The Shofar is what's talking. The Shofar is what's being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the second set is Zichroinus. What we're saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, today's the Yom Adin, and you told us that Imru Lefanei Zichroinus, and when you do that, what's going to happen is it's going to be Zichreinu L'Toivah. And that's what we're saying. That's the tefillah. It's a tefillah of Zichroinos. It's an expression of Zichroinos, because in that schus the Yidin azoicha to a shana toivu mesuka. That's how we're zoicha to a ksiva v'chsimas din, that everything is going to be gavaldi. And then the third time it's shofar. We're saying, we're mentioning, it's a tefillah. It's lizaykul haria. That's what it is. It's a tefillah. It's a shirai. You're yelling. You're screaming as loud as you can. You're amplifying it with the sound of the shofar. That's what it is. And what you're doing is is you're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu Shaifas and all the schools of the Shaifas, so that it's true, saying Malchus Achrenes and Shaifas is only a Derabanan. Aber the Tkiyah of Malchus Achrenes and Shaifas, that already is a Deiraisa. That's true on the Deiraisa level. That's why it's set up as three sets, not nine. It's three sets of three. Because the sound, the niggin of the Tkiyah, true Tkiyah, may sound the same, but the Pnimius, the Nusach, of the Tkiyah, true Tkiyah, is not the same. The first set, it's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimlech, Lein Avad. The second set is talking about all the ideas of Zechroinus. You go through the Psukim of Zechroinus, Vashem Pakar Asari, you have an understanding of what exactly Zechroinus means. And the third set is referring to Shofar and all the schools of Shofar, and specifically, like the Riyaz said, it's a shri, it's a tefillah, it's lizekul ariyah for what? For Yemoisa Mashiach.